are very pleased to be joined by the head of the Northfield Planning Commission, Betsy Buckheit. Good morning, Betsy. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Thank you.
Good. It's good to be. It's good to have you here, I should say. There's a couple of things I want to talk to you about. And before we get into the comprehensive plan, which is actually the whole reason you're here, the Planning Commission last week met and approved a lot of zoning for the Northwest Territory and what can be developed out there. There was not, as I've been told, there was not language in there that would allow for a data center. Is that, can you tell us about that?
Here's what we did. Okay. First, we don't make those decisions. We make recommendations to the council. Okay. So the council can take what we've recommended, modify it, or throw it out entirely. So okay. It's still in process.
All right.
So there were two actions that we had in front of us. One was to consider and recommend changes to what the zoning map, and that's what we usually call a rezoning. Mm-hmm. And that is out in, as you call, I'm glad I'm not the only one who's called it the Northwest Territory.
Yes, Northwest Territory. We're not in Canada.
we had choices of would we like to recommend rezoning kind of the whole, a larger area or a smaller area. Mm-hmm. And we recommended I think it's 280 acres mm-hmm. that is closest to the hospital side of the area out there, and recommended rezoning that for industrial use.
Okay.
Typically, we'd bring things when we annex land, we bring it in and it is zoned agricultural until it develops or it's about to develop, and that's when we rezone it to whatever final zoning designation it needs. So industrial is what is going to go out there. The second part was what we call a text amendment. So zoning code has two parts. It has the map, which shows where everything is, and then the text, which tells what can happen in each of those places. And the there are two parts to this. One that nobody's talked about, has kind of flown under the radar, is the state has changed its laws on cannabis, also looking at where you could put various cannabis processing and other facilities. Mm-hmm. And that would also be included in the industrial zone, which would be out there. So there's some new cannabis regulations that have mm-hmm. been recommended. Mm-hmm. And then the question was, what other uses? And we had a resolution that recommended including data centers as well as, yes, they're allowed, and listing a lot of what we call performance standards, which say, you know, you can't exceed this much noise or mm-hmm. discharging this much water, mm-hmm. those kinds of things to mm-hmm. kind of protect from the impact. But the resolution that we passed removed data centers as a permitted use. So that will be what the council will have to decide, whether they would like to leave that out or put that back in.
Okay. All right. It's sort of my understanding. I mean, the city administrator's never come out and said, I want a data center there. But he's talked about it quite a bit. And it's always sort of been my assumption is that there was interest in putting a data center out there.
I believe that the city administrator has been very interested in a data center as a large user that would come in and provide a big tax base boost.
Yep. Yep.
I think that the Planning Commission heard both at its earlier meeting as well as this time, and probably the council will too, that people are really concerned about the impacts of a data center. It's like, yes, it would generate tax revenue, as any industrial use out there would, mm-hmm. and it has a lot of downside in terms of water use, power, noise, electronic waste, and it doesn't do things like generate many jobs for Northfield either. A lot of the jobs would be remote. And so the question is, I think people are thinking more, yeah, we do want industrial development,
mm-hmm.
but we want industrial development that also doesn't destroy some of the things that we love about Northfield.
Sure.
So,
okay.
It's now up to the council.
All right. There we go. We have been talking to you over the course of 2024 about the comprehensive plan. And I sat down with you while we were off mic. And I looked at you and said, so we're at the end of the road, aren't we? And you said...
I said, no, not quite. We had a very, very aggressive timeline to have it adopted by the end of the year. And we're not going to make that deadline.
Okay.
We are hoping to hold a public hearing. We're, by state law, we're required to hold at least one public hearing before recommending a comp plan to the council. And we're hoping to hold at least a public hearing in December. And partly that is to give the public, obviously, yep, a chance to comment and read. But also we have planning commission members who are going to be leaving the commission who've been working very hard, and to kind of let them participate in that before they go off to their other pursuits.
Right.
I think it's not a huge delay that we're concerned about. It's just as all the pieces come together and we see the complete plan, we really want to make this a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are still working on maps to make sure that they are accurate and illustrate what we want them to illustrate, and make it clear for you to pick it up, Rich, and read through it for bedtime reading and know exactly.
Are those maps done in crayon then? I mean, if I'm going to enter,
do they have pop-ups?
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Right?
Or, we could have, color your own zoning map.
There you go.
That honestly could have been a great engagement activity. So the Planning Commission is getting all the full draft now to review and to make sure that, mostly that it's complete, that we started with the vision and values that was developed with the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then that went to the steering committee, which was also a pretty diverse group of residents. Mm-hmm. And they really crafted that vision as sort of guiding values. For instance, Northfield cares about climate and the environment and wants to develop in ways that preserve that, relative to our data center conversation. That Northfield is interested in looking for, creative solutions. Don't just do the first thing, but you've got pretty amazing people in Northfield. Surely we can come up with good ways to think through problems and not just take the first thing off the shelf, but also to be economically sustainable and make sure we can afford what we are planning to do. So anyways, those vision and values are pretty settled, and I think they're great. But now we have to take all the other recommendations and say, okay, do these come from that? This is supposed to be a plan for the community, mm-hmm, from the community input. So we have to check all those off and say, yes, matches the vision and values, will help carry those out. Are they consistent? And then, just getting to things like, well, is it, did we make a lot of typos? Is the text clear and easy to read?
Right.
I mean, we've made a very kind of stylistic difference with this one in terms of not a big plan with lots of chapters about individual things, but a couple of chapters that are a lot more holistic. So that means we're working really hard to make sure that text is understandable so that anybody could pick it up and read it and know what Northfield wants to be in 20 years.
Are you keeping it under 400 pages?
Oh, heavens yes. The text for the plan itself is going to be under 100 pages.
Oh, that's okay. Great.
I mean, they're going to be appendices, mm-hmm, which have some of the more technical data. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, some of our housing recommendations are based on a couple of studies recently in Northfield, one by Maxfield Research and the other with the school district and another consultant. And those things, there are recommendations in the plan that refer to those, but all the data from those reports and recommendations will be, if you want to look it up, if you want to know the details, mm-hmm, go to the back and there will
right.
be lots.
Okay. One of the things we talked about early on, you and Jeff talked about early on, was the fact that this comprehensive plan would have more basically instructions on how to accomplish the things that are goal, the goals are set in, that are the set goals in the plan. Have we gotten to that or have we achieved that with this plan?
I hope so. Now, remember, a comprehensive plan guides, it doesn't regulate.
Right.
So we are hoping that we are providing guidance that is concrete and understandable enough that future decisions built on those won't just go off the rails, but will go in a predictable direction, as well as making recommendations for what else the city needs to do to put these things into play. Next up in the next year, we'll be revising the zoning code, because that usually is a big part of doing that. So that's one way we do it. But we have a lot of other plans, and there are recommendations of ones that should be updated, ones that should be essentially discarded or sunset for the mm-hmm. and so there are a lot of those kinds of recommendations. Develop policies to do this, or you know, these kinds of programs. So in some ways, I guess you could say it kind of kicks the can down the road, but it sort of kicks it to the council to say, okay, when you do your strategic planning, pick up on these things, and what can you do in the next 3 years, and what tools do you need to do them?
Okay. So next step is to hold a public hearing.
Yes.
Right? And then what happens after that?
Well, depending on how we see the timeline at that point, I mean, typically the Planning Commission holds a public hearing, then either sometimes, for instance, because we knew the council needed to act right away, we had our public hearing for the rezoning mm-hmm. and made a decision the same night. It's often better if you have big issues to have the public hearing, take all the input that you get from the public, and then send that back to staff to craft a resolution that we would then adopt at the next meeting.
Okay.
Because we're trying to get the public hearing in, or a public hearing, as I said, we can hold more than one, mm-hmm. to have our exiting planning commissioners participate, it may be a few months.
Okay.
You know, I mean, this is certainly by the end of first quarter 2025.
Okay.
You know, nobody wants to delay it any longer than necessary. And at the same time, we know we're getting into Christmas and mm-hmm. brand new council and mayor. And this may take a few meetings to be able to put that together for them.
Does this mean we get to keep talking to you through the winter?
That's up to you.
That's good. That's great.
Well, then we can start talking zoning code, which is also fun.
I know that people get super excited about zoning code, so I would love to have that conversation with you.
Well, especially if there's a coloring book involved.
Right.
We'll work on developing those materials
for you. I think there's a real opportunity there.
Zoning for dummies.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Betsy, is there anything we should know about the comp plan right now that we haven't talked about?
You know, I don't think so. I think that despite the slight delay, it is still proceeding really at a very quick pace. The draft is shaping up nicely. I mean, mm-hmm. it's kind of a back and forth between staff, planning commission, and consultants. And so that's proceeding. And I hope to be able to report next month that it's essentially ready to go.
Well, fantastic. All right. Betsy Buckheit, thank you so much for being here as you have all year long. And you know what? We're gonna drag you into 2025 with us. So.
Oh, okay. Very good.
All right. That's Betsy Buckheit with the Northfield Planning Commission talking about the comprehensive plan.